The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. We talked about death. We talked about fantasy football with Christopher Harris. We just talked a little college football playoff in the last segment. All available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out now. And we got a lot more great stuff to get to this hour. Brad Powers at 5:30, so we'll talk some more college football betting. And I think we're both kind of excited about this weekend from a college betting perspective. So hopefully Brad will be just as excited as we are.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. And
last week was a winner.
Yeah, last week was the best week I've had in a while, and I needed it because I was actually down for the year until last week. And now I've crept back to very close to even.
I'm literally at 500 for the year, and I've been every week. It's I lose or win a little bit in college. I've lost a little bit in NFL, but I'm still even.
If Aggie had covered last week, I would have been back.
You'd be back in black.
Yeah, well, because it's not so much. It's also how much you bet on each game.
All right,
and that was a really big one for me. That would have.
I'm probably up a little bit, but not enough to beat my chest about for sure.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If I could, I'd like to get in a couple of quick plugs first for our wonderful website, houston.sportsmap.com. A lot of cool stuff on there. If you haven't checked it out yet, please do. It's just filled with great stuff. Robin Carlin's got a video on there. We've got a little Jose Altuve story on there, which I want to get to in just a second. And there's also a link to the audiobook History Earned, which Charlie Polillo did. And if you have not purchased this yet, you need to. It's only $13.99. It's about an hour. It's great. It's got all the audio from the World Series. It's the kind of thing that you can go back and listen to over and over whenever you want to relive the moment. Whenever you're depressed, when you're sitting at home and you're thinking, okay, my wife left me or my boyfriend left me or my dog died and I'm just in a bad mood, I want to be cheered up, you can go back and listen. And it's a dollar from every sale is going to Harvey Relief, and it's only $13.99. So jump on there. You can go to GauMediaPublishing.com to get it, or you can just go to houston.sportsmap.com, and it's right up there at the top. Just click on it, boom, go, and enjoy it. Charlie did a great job with it. So, but the main story today is that the MLB players gave Jose Altuve the most outstanding award, which is pretty cool. And as one of the texters said, yeah, but what has he ever done? Running joke. But, yeah, he said MLB player of the year and AL outstanding player of the year for the second year in a row. But what has he done? It's good that the players respect him. Yeah. Bobby wants to know, who do you have winning, Rockets or Cavs?
Do they want to know who I've got?
Yeah.
Probably the Rockets. Rockets are hitting threes at a tremendous pace. The Cavs are allowing threes at a tremendous pace. They're a pretty bad defensive team.
As long as the Rockets aren't playing Memphis, my answer right now is pretty much Rockets.
Oh, you mean Memphis? A good defensive team. That's troublesome,
exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. But I do like the way the Rockets are playing defense, and I'm looking forward to that. I will be watching that tonight. So there you go. Let's jump on a couple calls. Donald, what is up, sir?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing sports.
Hey, I'm a truck driver, and when I travel around, I kind of go to find the sports channels, and I've been listening to y'all. Y'all pretty funny.
Fred's the funny one. I'm the smart one.
I got a scenario for you.
Okay.
In the college playoffs.
Okay.
Auburn still got to play Georgia and Alabama, right? What happens if Auburn beats both of them, and then in the championship game, the SEC championship game, to lose the winner is still going to be a one-loss team? Does Miami and Notre Dame still get in, or Wisconsin?
If Auburn is
undefeated, if Auburn beats Georgia and Alabama,
okay,
and then the winner of the SEC championship game going to still have one loss. If Wisconsin goes undefeated and Miami goes undefeated, does one of them still get in?
Let me tell you, I'll say this: if there is a one-loss SEC champion, they get in. All right, no matter what.
Well, here's the bigger question though: what if Auburn beats Alabama and Georgia and then loses to Georgia the second time around? Georgia, I think, would automatically still be in over Auburn,
even with two losses.
But Georgia would only have the one loss.
I know, but what about Alabama? What if that was only their one loss and they didn't play in the SEC championship because they lost to Auburn?
I think they would probably get in as well, and Auburn wouldn't, even though they beat them both.
Yeah,
so.
That's an interesting scenario.
Yeah, that's a very interesting scenario. And
well, we'll know if that's possible after this weekend. Let me tell you, this weekend, we're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn about Georgia. We're going to learn about Auburn. We're going to learn about TCU. We're going to learn about Miami. Oklahoma. We're going to learn about Miami. And we're going to learn about Notre Dame. We're going to learn about all of them. And we learned about some teams last weekend, and it wasn't pretty. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not pretty again this week. So that's the beauty of this thing. Anybody who says that you don't need 16 teams. I don't think you even need 8 teams. Usually you don't even need 4. But by the time this is said and done, you're going to have 4 teams that are worthy. I believe that.
I still like 8 teams.
Yeah, even if Auburn beat both those teams.
And then lost to Georgia, they'd be out.
Well, they'd have 2 losses still. Yeah. That would be their third loss, because Auburn already has 2 losses.
Yeah, be their third loss.
Because Auburn lost to Clemson early, and then they lost to LSU.
Yeah. So imagine that, beating Alabama and Georgia, who don't lose to anybody else, but then you lose to Georgia, you're out.
Yeah.
That could happen. 3-2 asks, has there ever been a year when all 3 Houston teams made the playoffs at the same time? 2015, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the Astros made it, and... that was one of your Texans 9-7s. And the Rockets make
one
it
of the
year.
Many.
Yeah. So 2015. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes. I've got a quick little question. I made a bet with a buddy of mine, a couple-dollar bet, that the Cowboys would at least get 9 wins, maybe 10 wins. 9, I push. 10, I win. With Zeke going out, what do you think my chances are of a payday going forward, and how are the Cowboys going to prepare? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Your chances go down. I mean, you lost a pretty good player there, but I still think 9 wins is possible. I don't think you're going to get paid on 10. I don't know if the Cowboys are a 10-win team. I think they're a 9-win playoff team. That's kind of where I'm leaning. But 10's not out of the realm of possibility. I think they're closer to a 10-win team than they are a 500 team.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Even without Zeke.
I know their schedule gets a little tougher here. Oh, okay. USA Today did record projections for all 32 teams.
Okay.
Would you like to know what they guessed for the Cowboys? He's not going to want to hear this.
Oh, okay.
8-8. Says a 3-game win streak has provided momentum, but Elliott's suspension comes at the outset of a brutal second-half schedule that includes 2 games with the Eagles, a trip to Atlanta, and a visit from the Seahawks. I still think that. I think they win.
The road Seahawks? Okay.
Yeah, I'll take a shot with against the road Seahawks. And I think, and
frankly, Atlanta's not what it used to be.
No, Atlanta's not been that great. So I'm okay with, I think.
You also have a free square with the Giants, a Chargers team at home, which is, I mean, yeah. I don't think that's not winnable. And by the way, let's not act like the Eagles are like the 16-0 Patriots. It's a good team.
You want to know what they projected their record to be?
What, 15-1?
14-2.
Okay.
I think 12.
The Eagles are good.
I'll say 12-4 because they're not going to beat the Cowboys twice.
I'm with you.
And I think the Cowboys win 10 games. I still think the Eagles win the division.
I do too. I don't think there's too much question there. But 14-2 seems, I mean, an 8-1 start, it's hard not to be excited.
And they should be. I think they're a good football
team. There's reason for excitement. But as I said before, go back and look at the 9 games that the Eagles have played, and I want you to take a glance at those teams and tell me who the best team they've played is. And I'll give you, here's a spoiler alert. It's the team they lost to, the Chiefs. Their best win is against the Carolina Panthers.
And that's a good win. It's a good win.
This team's just going to destroy everyone type of win.
But they've also had some games where they've destroyed teams, too.
And no doubt.
And that's why I think people are excited. But I don't think they're 14-2. Would you like to hear some of these other projections?
Sure.
Okay, so NFC East, they have Eagles 14-2, Redskins 9-7. Cowboys 8-8.
So they've got Redskins in, Cowboys out of the playoffs, huh?
I don't know if they have them in or not. I don't think they make the playoffs. They're 9-7, and then Cowboys 8-8, Giants 1-15. I think the Cowboys are going to do better than 8-8, and I don't know if the Redskins are going to be 9-7.
I'll say this: 9-7. If that doesn't make it in the NFC this year,
You want to hear the rest of the numbers, and then you can.
Yeah, let's hear that.
NFC North: Vikings 11-5.
They can't have a second playoff team, right?
Detroit Lions 10-6.
Okay.
Bears 7-9. Packers 5-11.
Okay.
NFC South: Saints 11-5. Falcons 10-6. Well, they won six in a row. Falcons 10-6. Panthers 9-7. Buccaneers 3-13.
I don't really like anybody in the NFC South.
They have 9-7, not even sniffing, because in the West, they have the Rams 12-4, Seahawks 11-5, Cardinals 8-8. 49ers 2-14.
Their playoff teams would be then Philly, Minnesota, New Orleans, Rams, Seahawks, Panthers.
Let me make sure that that's correct. Falcons. It would be between
the Falcons. Oh, they've got Falcons over
Panthers?
It'd
be between the Falcons and the Lions. Yeah, they're both 10-6.
Okay. And what are the Panthers at?
9-7.
Ooh, they think Panthers go 3-4 the rest of the way, huh?
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
It's rough.
Ready for the AFC? We have to go to break. So
fine. Radio tease it.
Yeah, we'll do the AFC when we return. Shocker! I can tell you the two teams are going to have the best record.
Is one of them
Texans?
Does one of them start with New England and end with Patriots?
Yes.
Does the other one start with Pittsburgh and end with Steelers?
It ends with ours. Yep. Yeah. That's it. We'll be right back. Speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. If you want to get in, hit us up, 713-780-3776. We were doing USA Today's projections for the final records based on what they've seen so far. So far, disagree with a lot. Let's do the AFC a little different. I'm going to give you the team, and you tell me what number you think they have on them.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see how close you are. New England Patriots.
They probably have them, I would guess, at 12-4.
13-3.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not closest without going over. You're fine. You missed by one.
I can be aggressive.
Then. Second in the East, they have your Buffalo Bills.
At 9-7.
8-8.
Mm. Womp, womp.
Yeah, the New York Football Jets.
6-10.
8-8.
Ugh.
And the Miami Dolphins.
5-11.
7-9.
Oh, good luck. Look at 7 wins out of that.
They're still right at 500, even as bad as they are. Okay, AFC North. First, they have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'll go. Oh, you already told me they have the co, so they're 13. I would have guessed 12-4.
So, yeah. Baltimore Ravens, second.
8-8.
9-7.
I suck at this game.
Hey, you're not missing. We're missing by one. The Bengals of Cincinnati.
5-11.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
I almost went 4-12.
And, no, I'm glad you went 5-11 because that is correct. And the Browns of Cleveland.
1-15.
They have them 2-14.
Ooh, okay.
Because they said they play the Rodgers-less Packers, and the Week 17 trip to Pittsburgh might not mean anything because they'll be resting everybody. So, okay. AFC South, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not the Jaguars. Or the Jaguars, but the Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
The Jaguars. Jaguars.
Let's go 9-7.
I'm 11-5.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah. It just says, it almost doesn't
it
matter
just
what Blake
play
Bortles
in a trash
does.
Can division.
Yeah. Second, the Tennessee Titans.
9-7.
10-6.
Man.
The Houston Texans.
5-11.
4-12. They give them San Francisco.
I gave them too much credit.
Yeah. And the Indianapolis Colts.
They have the Colts below the Texans?
Mm.
They have them tied then, 4-12?
4-12 is correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Man.
And the AFC West, Kansas City first.
I'll go 12-4.
12-4 is correct. The Oakland Raiders second.
9-7.
8-8.
Mm.
The Chargers of Los Angeles are third.
6-10.
And Eric's Denver Broncos are
5-11.
5-11, yes. So the wild cards, they have the Chiefs defeating the Ravens and the Jaguars defeating the Titans.
Chiefs over Ravens, Jaguars over Titans. Okay.
Yeah. And Steelers, Patriots didn't play the Chiefs, Steelers, Jaguars, and they have Patriots, Steelers in the championship game. Your NFC, they had at the bottom. So the wild cards, they have Falcons defeating the Vikings and Seahawks defeating the Saints. And they have the Seahawks over the Rams in the divisionals and the Eagles defeating the Falcons. And they have the Seahawks defeating the Eagles and Patriots and Seahawks in the Super Bowl, Patriots winning.
Okay.
Which seems kind of boring to have Patriots, Seahawks.
That is pretty boring.
But there you have it. Thought that was a fun game to play. Is the character extension on Twitter not the worst bleeping idea of all time?
I'm against it. Now that it's there, I don't like it. We need to go back.
Yeah. I honestly.
If you can't say it in 140 characters, even like, you know, you can abbreviate some stuff. If you still can't say it in 140 characters, just you don't need to say it, man. It's not that important.
That's
not for Twitter.
It's your Facebook status.
Yeah. Go to Facebook.
Yeah. I haven't done anything yet that would be over 140 characters. I don't understand the motivation behind it. I mean, it worked, right? Why would you mess with it?
I don't know. Never mind. I don't want to start. But the first few people I saw using it, I was like, oh, they gave this guy 280 characters too. Great. I mean, I won't name names because I don't feel like dealing with it, but.
Oh, go ahead, name.
No, you know.
Okay.
You already know.
I do?
You already know.
I didn't do it. I didn't go over 140. It's not me. It's not Jong either. If anything, Jong has gone to like 90 characters. He's like edited himself.
Jong hardly tweets at all.
Well, he'll usually tweet like two-word responses to people.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. He's definitely an economy of words guy. One guy asks, from a line perspective, don't RBs only impact by a point or two? Actually, less than that.
Yeah.
So Zeke won't have much of an impact on the line. But it's funny, we had this discussion on our show Tuesday night, myself and RJ, which we are Sunday at 10 on 94.1 Sports Map, about how Vegas only accounted for Deshaun Watson being worth 7 points in Vegas number.
Yeah.
In reality number, he was worth a hell of a lot more than that. Because the drop-off between him and Tom Savage,
which is why I
unloaded on Colt last week.
I'm with you. It's hard to measure that number until you really see it.
Said you guys just said, according to the USA Today predictions, the Falcons barely beat the Lions to make the playoffs. Think about that play on the goal line earlier this year that the Lions got screwed on. Yep. Yep. If that keeps them out of the playoffs, then yeah. So, yeah, they don't have the Cowboys making the playoffs at 10-6. I disagree with that.
I think
it's not my list, guys. Not my list. Just they put a lot of work into it, and a lot of it was wrong. So, squeeze in Casey. What's up, Casey?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to get your take on what you think about Martellus Bennett going back to the Patriots. I know last year we didn't really get to see him and Gronk on the same field that much, with Gronk going out with an injury. But I think it's pretty significant myself. It's just another weapon for Tom Brady that defenses are going to have to account for, and makes things a lot harder for any other contender in the AFC, in my opinion. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well, here's what I think about the Martellus Bennett thing. I think that, first of all, it's a low-risk move, which is nice. I mean, they're not doing much for him. They're not giving much for him. You know, it's just a couple bucks, really. But obviously Gronk is their go-to guy in these situations. They thought that having Dwayne Allen there would give them sort of a secondary guy.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out.
He's just not very good, and he's not fitting. So they think Martellus Bennett can sort of fill that role. He's obviously a great blocker. I think he gives him a decent red zone target. Yeah, I'm with you. And specifically, if Gronk gets hurt.
Well, that's it, because last year he filled in pretty well when Gronk was out, and that gives him a little insurance. Now,
he's never going to be Gronk.
No, no.
But he's closer to Gronk than Dwayne Allen is.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's an upgrade, and he knows the system, knows the players. I think it's a good pickup for them. Is it a game changer? I don't know.
It's only a game changer if Gronk gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. I know this is Thursday, but what are the odds that all three current double-digit favorites cover this week in the NFL? Ask that again tomorrow when RJ's on, because statistically it's almost impossible for all three to cover. 97 Sun Devil asking, do you guys have a feeling about tonight's game? I don't. I think if I had to bet, I'd probably take Arizona, but I don't have to bet. So
I'm already invested heavily. Not really, not heavily, but I'm invested in Northern Illinois -32 tonight against Ball State.
See, I'm on another big favorite. I'm on App State tonight against Georgia Southern.
What's your number?
17.
Oh, come on. That's nothing.
Last panel.
But before, somebody was laughing at me, they said on Twitter, oh, I never would give up that many points, which, I mean, that's fair. And it's a valid argument. And under normal circumstances, I don't like to do that either. Ball State is next level bad, even for a MAC team. I'm going to read you their last handful of finals. And you tell me how you feel about my chances giving up 32. And mind you, Northern Illinois is decent. They're 6-3 overall. They're 4-1 in the MAC. They're pretty solid. The last few Ball State scores, they won their first two games. They won two games, their second and third game of the season. They almost beat Illinois. 24-21 they lost there. Then they beat UAB, and they beat
And UAB's turned into a good football team.
And they beat Tennessee Chattanooga. Since then, 33-21, Western Kentucky. 55-3, Western Michigan.
That was close.
31-3, Akron. 56-9, Central Michigan. 58-17, Toledo. 56-14, Eastern Michigan. And this is at Northern Illinois.
Yeah, on a weeknight.
On a weeknight.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when a team like this has no motivation at this point in the season, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the teams that you want to look for now are teams that are fighting to become bowl eligible. And teams that have lost their last four games by a combined 200-something points,
yeah,
they're not making a bowl game. So you can usually just forget about them.
Yeah, I've got about three games this week where I'm giving up a lot of points, but I feel really good about all of them, including the one tonight. So,
you know what I'm feeling good about, Fred? Dirt-free carpet cleaning.
You know, I need to give Aubrey a call. I need to get my carpets done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to get rid of you had a dead body there? What happened?
Well, you know, the wife was gone.
Party.
And, you know, yeah, got out of hand with some hookers and some blow and had to kill one. And, yeah, I need to cleaned up.
All right, man. I got to tell you, it's the holiday season. Time to deep clean your home so all your guests think your house looks sparkling clean all the time. Deep clean your carpets, your sofa, your upholstered dining room chair, your tiles, your air ducts with Dirt-Free. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free carpet cleaning. They use powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Aubrey washes his face with this the super water. It's unbelievable. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning carpets, upholstery floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now at 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get a free speed dry with any purchase. That's $100 value. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and it's 4:30 on Thursday, which means it's time for one of my favorite segments of the week. Our good buddy Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com, joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7, and if you're not following him on Twitter and you're betting on college football, shame bell for you.
Shame.
What's going on, Brad? How are you, man?
Excellent. How about yourself on this fine Thursday evening?
Oh, fantastic, my friend. Getting ready to pump some money at the windows tonight, as a matter of fact. So,
yeah, Brad, tell Fred and I how to feel about our action tonight. I'm on some action. I'm giving up 32 with Northern Illy because Ball State has just quit, and Fred's on App State. Are we going to be okay? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I don't have a strong lean on either one of those games. Fading Ball State has been quite profitable the last five games. They've gotten outscored by 42 points per game. So,
is that bad?
If there's any way to go in that game, that would be it. Georgia Southern, obviously, winless. It's tough for me, though, to back App State. I think they've been kind of overrated in the market all year. They're 2-7 against the number. Really want to fade both Georgia Southern and App State, so I didn't bet that one, but I think you're in decent shape there laying it, especially the fact that App State's off a couple of outright upset losses.
Yeah, and let's talk about these midweek games a little bit, because I think home field and with the short travel, some of these games are worth as much as 5 to 6 points just because of the travel if you're at home, and that's one of the reasons why I'm on these guys, is I think they get a little bump from that as well.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, be a little bit careful with the MAC games because they're playing, you know, obviously Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays from previous weeks. So sometimes you get the full week. But, you know, Sun Belt teams with this App State Georgia Southern, it is only 5 days rest for Georgia Southern.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Fred and I were talking about there's a lot of lopsided favorites that I'm just not really understanding. And honestly, the one that jumps out at me the most, like just going over the board, I don't understand why Ohio State's giving so many points to Michigan State. I think Michigan State has real value here. Am I crazy?
No, I mean, it smells a little fishy, the fact that it's now, you know, 17 in some spots.
That's crazy.
But I mean, I got to go with what I've seen here, not only this season, but past seasons. And Michigan State in the underdog role has been straight up money here, like last 5, 6, 7 years. 17-4 against the number, 14 outright upsets. They've done it again this year, already an outright upset over Michigan and Penn State. Ohio State, you know, really hasn't dominated Michigan State. In fact, Michigan State's competed quite well against the Buckeyes last 5 years. I mean, the Spartans are 5-0 to this current 17 number. A couple of outright upsets, a couple of one-point losses. I mean, they haven't been afraid of Ohio State or intimidated by them in the past. We'll see. I mean, I don't like fading Urban Meyer off, you know, a 50-point non-cover and a huge upset loss to Iowa last week. But at 17, yeah, I'll have a Michigan State ticket in pocket.
What about Virginia? I don't think they're good, but I don't think they're trash. And they are giving 11.5 points, or they're getting 11.5 points against Louisville, who's really done nothing. What's the miss that I'm not seeing there?
No, I think the number probably should be about 10. Now, the only concerning factor, Louisville's coming off a bye. Virginia just clinched bowl eligibility for the first time in like 5-6 years last week. So that would be the only negative. But, man, Louisville with Lamar Jackson, the quarterback's been a nice play against here, particularly since the end of last season, 2-11 against the spread last 13 games. I think Virginia is perfectly capable of getting a backdoor against an average Louisville, maybe even below average defense. Give me the Cavs plus 11.5.
Let's talk TCU, Oklahoma. I think the last five meetings have all been decided by a touchdown or less, and OU 6.5 point favorites. I'm kind of on TCU here. I'm kind of curious about your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, I lean with TCU as well. I like the spot here for them. They're catching Oklahoma off Bedlam, and it'll be interesting to track that because Bedlam's usually played in the final game of the regular season. Now this year, we can see how those two teams play off of that big rivalry game. TCU also 13-3 against the spread road underdog. They have a much better defense here, getting points. You look at the Horned Frogs' defense last four games in Big 12 play, giving up 7 points per game. That's not a typo. 7 in Big 12 play. So with a better defense, better spot, TCU's the pick. The only hang-up I got, I cannot have Kenny Hill from 2 weeks ago against Iowa State turning the football over 3 times. If he's clean with the football, TCU plus the points, wouldn't even be stunned if they went into Norman and won the game outright.
I got smacked around last week fading Miami, yet here I am again doing it one more time, giving up 3 with Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on that one? That's a big game.
You know, I bet the hook with Miami. I got 3.5, but at 3, it's really not too much of a play for me. Look, I was with you last week, but, I mean, they did impress me. It's not like it was a fluky win over Virginia Tech.
They beat the hell out of
them. I still think they're overrated to a certain extent. I just vastly overrated Virginia Tech and how good they were. You know, Notre Dame's kind of off a so-so performance against Wake Forest, especially on defense last week. You know, my preferred play right now is the under. I think get a very motivated Notre Dame defense, but I also think Miami's defense is probably the best defense Notre Dame has seen since the week 2 against Georgia. So I'm going with the under, and there might be a little bit of weather. Right now the early forecast calling for rain and like 15 to 20 mile an hour wind.
Brad Powers, our guest, and wanted to ask you about one of the big games tomorrow, Auburn and Georgia. And if I read your computer projections right, Auburn should be favored in this game. Am I right? Am I reading that right?
Yeah, you absolutely are. And look, and here, I'll break it down. Why? Because, you know, just two coin flip games between these two teams and games featuring them this season. Georgia gets the coin flip win against Notre Dame. They get a late field goal. They win by 1. Auburn beating LSU by 20. And they give up a long punt return touchdown, and that was the key play in that game. If they win that game, Georgia loses against Notre Dame. Again, a couple coin flip games that went against Auburn, went on Georgia. Auburn probably be laying points here. So that's where I think there's some value here. Now, I did bet Auburn plus 3. I'd prefer that. But, you know, any points getting Auburn here, I think they're the pick. Georgia, that noose is starting to get a little bit tight on them. When you start breaking down these teams, you look at, you know, total offense, they're relatively close. Total defense, they're close. It's just, you know, one game went Georgia's way, went against Auburn, and that's why you're getting points here. Give me the Tigers who, you know, you look statistically and historically 60% as a home dog the last 17 years, and how about 3 outright upsets over top 2 teams?
One of the teams that I like more than I like their record is Utah, and one of the teams that I like less than I like their record is Washington State. I'm getting Utah at home. I'm getting Washington State on the road where they have struggled this year, and I'm getting a point with Utah. Do you like that game at all?
I love that. Yeah, Utah's the pick there. You know, Washington State also playing an 11th straight game. They could be, you know, running out of gas. They've been a much better home team than road team. In fact, they're a minus 11 points per game on the road compared to plus 20 points per game at home this year. Utah, you know, it's a slight dog, but they're still 11-4 against the spread as a home underdog with 6 outright wins. I thought the buy sign might have clicked on for them against UCLA last week. Yeah, give me Utah plus the points there. It's probably one of my favorite picks of the week.
Last one I'll throw at you. I really, really, really wish that UMass would have beat Mississippi State last week. That was one of my solid plays last week was UMass. They didn't, but they gave them enough of a scare that now Mississippi State's catching 14 at home against Alabama. Are you one of these guys who's afraid to fade Alabama when you're catching a number like that, or do you feel comfortable with that 14?
Yeah, I'm going to lay it with Bama. Now, the injury news here at the linebacker spot and also, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick with a hamstring kind of worries me. But, I mean, when has Mississippi State competed with Alabama? I mean, last 2 years it's 82-9, a combined score. Mississippi State against two top 10 teams this year, Georgia and Auburn, the combined score 80-13. Relatively cheap number here. Won't be one of my favorite plays of the week just because I don't like laying a couple touchdowns on the road. Although the Crimson Tide lay, you know, big point spreads on the road all the time, and they're 9-2 against the spread their last 11 games as an SEC road favorite. And give me the I'll roll Tide here at minus 14. All right. Although it looks like, you know, there might be a 13.5 out there at some point.
All right, I'm going to ask you about one because we like to get a little off the beaten path here with some of these games. And early in the season, we were all over UTSA. I think that team is kind of started to be exposed as good but not really good. And this UAB team over the last 3 weeks has really found itself. UAB plus 7.5 at UTSA. What are your thoughts on that one?
Oh, yeah, I'll take the hook there. And you're exactly right. UTSA, I think, got too much credit early on in the season for that win over Baylor. Obviously, Baylor at 1-8, not even an average Baylor team, to say the least. You know, Bill Clark, for me, if I was voting coach of the year, he'll be on my ballot and maybe the shoe-in as far as I'm concerned. You know, renewing a program that hadn't played football the last couple of years, already got bowl eligibility. I think anything more than a touchdown here, UAB clearly the pick.
Let me hit you with one more. Missouri and Tennessee, two teams that I think are going in opposite directions, although both are still chasing a bowl, a bowl eligibility. But Missouri's laying a pretty big number. But I really like the way they've looked the last few weeks, and I think Tennessee is just a complete train wreck now. Am I wrong on this?
No, the money's with you. It's just getting a little too pricey for me. Last week they're laying a field goal against Florida. I think Florida and Tennessee are pretty similar, and the fact that now they're laying, you know, 12.5. And look, Tennessee's garbage, dumpster fire, just like Florida last week, and we saw Missouri really hammer them. Just from a value aspect, though, really, I mean, if this game's played a month ago, Tennessee, it might be a pick 'em game. So I think I'm a little priced out, but you're definitely where the money's at. Missouri's getting a lot of money in the marketplace.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Make sure you check him out at pregame.com. He's got great stuff on there. His rankings are on there. He's got his computer numbers that tell you when they're off. Just all kinds of good stuff. He's a great follow on Twitter, and as you can tell from listening to him, he knows his stuff. Follow him on Twitter at BradPower7. Brad, appreciate the time, man. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy the games this week.
All right, thank you. Yeah, you're at 13 now, but 94% of the money is on Missouri.
On Missouri. Yeah. 13's more than I'm wanting to give, though. Yeah. I should have hit it. It was at 9.5.
Yeah. Inside of 10, that would have been a...
Yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you, November is Movember, and that means it's the month that we raise awareness for general male wellness issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer. It's a perfect time to get your general wellness check at Man Centers. And if you're noticing any of these problems, like your stream's weaker than normal when you pee, you're seeing two streams instead of one, you're not emptying completely, you're having to get up a bunch at night to pee, the doctors at Man Centers can identify what's going on with you and identify the best treatment plan. The staff there, they're experts in male urology. Women have OBGYNs for this kind of stuff. Men have Man Centers. Man Centers has extended their offer through November. They've got a free full male wellness checkup for all new patients. That's over $150 value. There's no excuses, guys. Set up your free male wellness check now at any of their three locations, Houston, I-10 at Campbell, or their two newest locations, Pearland off 288 and Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment. Man Centers, better lives start here.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, one more segment before we double up with 94.1. Journey to Jacksonville's begun. We're giving away a trip or two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. A couple things H-Town Bammer was asking, are the computer results free on that site? Yes, and I responded to him with the link. So if you follow Brad, he's got it on there. And those are very useful. And Lamont was saying that he was asking if he ever disagreed with us. And I was saying, I think there's at least three that he disagreed with us today. He didn't like either of our plays tonight very much. And I think he was oppo of you on the Bama game. But
yeah.
But to be honest, his computer rankings are pretty close to mine. And I use his. And I think there's a similar approach a lot of times. But what I really like is, like, I love to get AJ's thoughts on these games. College football, and Brad, I love to hear from. AJ, I love to hear from. I got a couple other friends that I bounce things off of. And if we're all kind of thinking in the same direction, I usually feel much better about that bet. If AJ's completely opposite on me on something, I'm going to go back and look and see what I missed. Same thing if Brad's completely opposite. He didn't hate the plays tonight, but you could tell he didn't like them.
Yeah.
So,
well, my ticket's already punched anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The bigger bummer for me than Brad not being crazy about it is the number's down to 29.5 now.
Oh, so you're giving away an extra three.
Yep.
Well, I got mine at 17, and now it's at 17.5, so I feel better about that. But
yeah.
Hey, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Florida, and several people sent me this one. I had a couple others I wanted to use, but this one I had to do. Where a woman was arrested at Walmart. Florida and Walmart. What could possibly go wrong here, right? After a deputy said she rang up more than $1,800 worth of electronics for $3.70 in the self-checkout. Cheyenne Amber West of Fort Pierce, 25 years old, was charged with felony grand theft and felony shoplifting, according to her arrest affidavit. A loss prevention officer at Walmart told a deputy he saw West and another woman select a computer, video game controllers, and other merchandise from the electronics department. They then covered the barcodes on those items with stickers removed from merchandise in the clearance department and took them to the self-checkout. And
the old self-checkout trick.
Yeah.
Did that ever work?
Well, I mean, it was a pretty good idea, except maybe you got a little greedy here. If you'd gotten out for like $300, you might have been able to fool somebody, but $3.70 for $1,821 worth of stuff. Says, I'm just trying to get gifts for my son that I cannot afford. The computer is for my husband. Since he just got me a Coach purse, I figured he deserves something nice as well.
So I thought I would steal it.
Yeah, she's being held at the Indian River County Jail with her bail set at $3,000. And if you see her photo, she kind of looks like a methy Tatiana Maslany, the chick from Orphan Black.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, $3.70. Congratulations. So,
Yeah, I knew somebody that did that in college, not to this extent, but they would get, you know, the giant, like, family-sized lasagna, and they would get, like, postcards and put postcards underneath the lasagna and just scan it, and then it'd be a lot cheaper. I think the lasagna was probably, like, $20 or something, and then the postcard's probably, like, $2, $3.
I thought the reason that doesn't work is because when you ring an item up at self-checkout, the scale knows how much that item's supposed to weigh.
No, only for fruit and vegetables.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, because like, sometimes if I don't put something all the way like in the bag.
I see what you're saying. Like
the bag scales. Because the bag scales are always like, please put the item in the bag. And I'm like, I don't want it in the bag. It's on top of the thing, whatever. But it's like, no, you've got to put it in the bag before we move on.
I don't know. This was like 10, 12 years ago.
Those machines are smarter now. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
I try to avoid them. That's one of the few areas where I like to deal with human beings.
Man, if I can do self-checkout, absolutely I will do it. Really? Unless I'm buying beer.
Well, see, that's the problem. I'm always buying beer.
Because if I have to, like, look at someone and wait for them to, and God forbid, one of these pimple-faced kids at HEB ask me for my ID, when I'm at the self-check. I will punch you in the face. I'm an old-ass bald man with a beard. You can't tell me you need to check my ID. Just push your little button, and let's get on with this rodeo.
But it kind of makes me feel a little worse when they look at you, look you up and down, and go, eh. And then they scan it unless they actually card you.
You're different. Like, if someone thought you were 21, okay, that's reasonable. No one reasonable could look at me and say, I don't know about this guy. I don't know if he's 21. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen at Target, I've seen them card. I think they were like 60 or 70 because you have to card.
That's lame.
I don't know. You have to card under a certain age. You have to still card.
Bogus.
Yeah. I've been legal almost longer than I wasn't.
Well, I'm not even getting into that conversation. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
713 says, I'm telling the truth. Signed up to my bookie, played live poker, won $3,000. How much should I cash out for Matt? I didn't know that they had poker on there.
I didn't either.
To be honest with you, I'm going to have to check that out. Well, it depends on how much you put in. If you put in whatever your starting stack was, like if you put in 500, take out 25, keep 5 in there. Start back with that. That's what I would do. Wow, people are giving all these little hints now on how to hose the machines. Why would you?
I don't need advice on how to steal. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm all right.
Guys.
I'm an adult man with a job.
Some poor 80-year-old Walmart greeter is going to be out of work because you're ripping them off. All right, guys, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And you want to beat the Black Friday rush? This is the place to do it. Factory prices make Black Friday shopping easy. No need to lose sleep when you have the handcrafted Luxe Plush Feel, the Amsterdam, on sale in all sizes. And it's specially designed pocketed coils let you get a deep sleep, and you won't feel your partner moving around, and you're saving 50% off retail prices guaranteed. So why are you waiting for Black Friday to go someplace where you're paying more money even on their sale? Because Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to get comfort, support, and more during Black Friday savings. That's 50% off retail prices guaranteed because they make the mattresses right there and they sell them directly to you. They know everything about them. Incredible quality, all American made, and just handcrafted. They know what they're doing. So beat the rush. Go visit them today, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood Navigation. You see Yval and the gang, say hello. They love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. The best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
It's dangerous, the things we do. Under the influence, I got no defense. It might be criminal, but still I just can't quit. Under the influence.
ESPN 97.5.